was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. Four in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Welcome, my friends, to the second hour of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. It's Sunday night, December 23rd, and I thank you for joining me. We've been talking about registering foreign judgments into the public, and now that seems to lead naturally to the topic of maritime liens. Before we address that topic, though, I would like to go to the phones, if I can find my little window here with our callers, and I'd like to ask if Jeffrey in Pennsylvania can hear my voice. Jeffrey, are you there? Jeffrey in Pennsylvania, going
yes.
Once?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Hello, Jeffrey. Thank
yes.
you for joining us. Thank you for thank you for being patient.
Yes, sir. First
what's our question tonight?
Yeah, well, I have a situation. I'm dealing with a bank, and I'm new to the BIC technology. And
did you say you're new to the BIC technology?
Yes, I am.
All right, before you go any further, let me just suggest that you might want to go back and hit these programs intensely, even if it seems like you have very little time. And I would start with the December 1st program and listen to a couple of others in December, and then I would scoot back to April when we joined this network and catch up that way. Also, Jeffrey, if you send me an email at restore.america@hotmail.com and request transcripts, I do have some of the earlier transcripts if you prefer to do reading instead of listening.
Okay.
All right. So what's your question on your case?
Well, you know, fundamentally, it's the fact that I'm at the stage where, in essence, I'm basically stuck. And I've had some success, and, you know, primarily...
What kind of success have you had?
Well, I constructed a relationship with, if I can say the name of the bank. I went to their trust department, and
Let me interrupt you a minute because we have a limited amount of time.
Sure.
Have you made presentment of any instruments?
Yes, I have.
What instruments have you presented?
Submitted a bonded promissory note.
And what was that based upon?
It was based upon the account that I have with them. It's based upon the agreement under contract I have with them
Jeffrey,
yes.
did you serve the Secretary of the Treasury with an offset bond?
No, I did not.
Did you serve him with an indemnity bond?
No, I did not.
Well, then you're not doing the BIC process.
Okay.
Because what you've served them with is a promissory note. And that's not to say your note is no good. I haven't seen it.
Right.
You know, a note is a note. It is a promise to pay. It should be an unconditional promise to pay. And what is that note backed by?
Well, it's backed by the agreement that I made with the bank.
Okay, hang on one second.
Yes.
Folks, we'll be back in just a minute. That's a very important question and answer. It's taking us off topic, and I'm going to have to bring us back, but I do want to address that very briefly. We'll be back in just a minute, folks. Don't go away. This is going to be a very interesting conversation for the next 5 or 10 minutes. I guarantee it.
Mm-hmm. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
I woke up on the cement floor this morning. My head felt
welcome back, my friend. We're here talking with Jeffrey from Pennsylvania, and we're going to continue that conversation in a moment. Before we do, just like to remind you that if you'd like to order the Collecting in Bankruptcy CD, let me rephrase that. If you have a situation where your back is up against the wall, if you have garnishments and other things that are about to break the bank, you don't know what to do, or you have commercial liens you're thinking of trying to monetize in the public, or you're in bankruptcy court or about to be in there, you've already made that decision, then that particular course is an essential, because once you listen to that course, you'll understand that you're flying blind without it, unless you've done that research yourself. And even then, we sort of touched some very creative methods by which creditors can control that form. And that seminar is available. That was the free seminar I gave back in October. And that seminar is available. There is a donation charge for it, but it is available. We're trying to keep it reasonable at takenoprisoners@hush.com, hush.com, not Hotmail. And there's a fellow there by the name of Brian you would ask for, and he can handle that ordering. Also, the Rockland seminar, if you need foundational materials or access to our original administrative remedies, which are extensive, or any of the petitions and enforcement strategies or habeas corpuses or any of the constitutional methods and truly the greatest array of constitutional pleadings, if that's your bent. And there is a place for that, by the way, especially with oaths of office and requesting certified copies of oaths and bonds and commissions and that sort of thing. Then, especially if we wrap that around our commercial procedures, which is what that course attempted to do and demonstrate, that's available from Brian also at takenoprisoners@hush.com. So, Jeffrey, let me ask you, what do you mean that your promissory note, you issued a promissory note to a bank and to try and satisfy a mortgage, and that promissory note was not routed through an offset bond or an indemnity bond. Is that correct?
No, it was not.
All right. What do you mean it's backed by your agreement with the bank in one quick sentence?
We won the contract.
What does that mean?
Whole fiduciaries of a trust. And
Is this agreement going to step forward and pay that promissory note?
No, it is not. No, no, sir.
So what is the note backed by?
Well, there were other documents submitted along with the note.
All right, let me ask you this. Do you have a pilot's license?
No, sir.
Do you know how to fly a plane?
No, I do not.
All right. Would you attempt to fly a plane without that knowledge?
No, I would not.
All right. So may I suggest respectfully, you sound like a nice fellow, that attempting to undertake BIC process without really understanding what the process is and what you're doing could be dangerous to your health. It could really be one of those situations where you shoot yourself in the feet. Now, you may have 10 years of commercial experience, I don't know, and I don't mean to be pejorative here.
Oh, no.
Especially this time of year, I'm supposed to be in my pre-Christmas attitude of mercy that the Lord taught us, and that's really what I'm attempting to be here, believe it or not. The reason I ask you is because there's only one answer to the question, what is backing the note? The note is backed by your full faith and credit, if it's your note. It's your labor and your willingness to back that signature with substance. Your labor, a house, a car, gold, something of value that gives that note its credibility. So if you issue a note and an FBI agent calls you and says, what's backing that note, and you don't know how to handle it, now you're looking at something a little more serious. Do you see my point?
Yes, sir, I do.
So why don't you send me an email at restore.america@hotmail.com and see if we can hook you up with a mentor who can really take you through this. Because the bank's gonna walk over you like you don't exist.
You said Restore America?
Restore.America.
Restore.America@hotmail.com.
Now, I can't promise we can find someone. Most of the mentors are overloaded. And it's one of the reasons we're considering that, plus the excitement that I have regarding all of this new process. I said that 2008 was going to be the year of enforcement, and that began a couple of months ago, and I am proceeding on all kinds of fronts, and I'm very pleased at what's happening, and we're integrating due to the blessings of the Lord having spoken to me literally on the road trip back from the last Law Merchant Leadership Retreat, and also the Lord delivering some wonderful people that I'm working with so I can maintain my beginner's mind, people who teach me much about procedures they have originated, ingeniously, I might add, and they'll go nameless for now, but we think we may want to transmit that information come springtime. And if so, then we're going to bring it forth in a forum similar to what we did in the past, although this thought first entered my head literally during a phone call the other day, and we're playing around with some ideas on how we might handle beginners, people such as yourself who really need to be brought up to speed, and sophisticated practitioners who need to get beyond the point where the sensei says to them, sweep the leg. All right, so thank you for calling in, and we'll see what we can do for you by email. I think that's more appropriate than the radio program.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thank you. We'll take one more call, then we'll continue with the topic that we laid out because it is very important. How about Scott in Ohio regarding notary process? Scott, are you there?
Hello, Scott. Hello, Sam. How are you doing?
Good, Scott. What were you sharing your name with me?
I got tongue-tied there, my friend.
I'd be honored to be called Scott. Thank you, Scott. What can we do for it?
Well, I had the pleasure of meeting you at the Rockland Seminar, and it's been about a year and some odd months now since then. I have tendered all my paperwork into the Secretary of Treasury. Here's what happened to me recently. I had an offer from my new landlord for my lease agreement on my store. I accepted his offer, and I had a notary make presentment. The landlord refused, and I had the notary then make him a notarial protest of dishonor. The next day, the landlord went and changed the locks on the door and put up a rent sign up on the place. I then filed a notice of lien on my UCC-3 in Michigan, although I live in Ohio.
What did you file the lien on?
The proceeds from the bonded promissory note that I tendered to him to settle and close the account.
All right.
Okay. And I didn't do it for the from there. Then I took the UCC-3 printout and went down to my Ohio County recorder here, and they refused to file it because they said they think it might be, they had the right to refuse it because they think it might be fraud or fraudulent. And my friends and I are doing an awful lot of research now trying to find out what the revised code is that I would need to file this UCC-3 notice of lien in the county recorder so I can get it done here where
okay.
I live.
All right. I'm glad you called in. Now, Scott, forgive me for what I'm about to say, but I think this bears being said. I think the BIC process, and I think Roger Elvick might agree with this, the whole redemption process was not conceived for the purpose of negotiations with our landlords or the fella down the block under most circumstances. I'm involved in one of those right now with another doctor who just acted in a non-human fashion and dishonored. He actually dishonored 4 payments on a contract we had. He never cashed the checks, and six months later when I figured out what was going on, that was so he could claim a breach of contract. Now, that kind of behavior, yes. But the BIC process is really designed for engaging government agencies, whether they be judiciary or others, in a set-off that they know how to process.
Okay.
I genuinely don't think that it is spiritually consistent or justified to use such a process against other living men and women, even if they come at us in legal fiction fashion. We have other ways of doing that.
Okay.
You may not be aware of them, Scott, but we have ways of paying that off and then putting those payments in through normal channels for reimbursement. And that's what some of the tax strategy is all about. But let me just, you know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of the story in John when the Messiah traveled to the Mount of Olives and he was visited by an adulterous woman and he was asked about the law under Moses. You remember that story perhaps?
Yeah,
and,
I know.
And they said to him that the law requires that the woman be stoned. And what did the Messiah say? He said, "Let him that is among you without sin cast the first stone."
Right, and they all walked away.
Yes, they all walked away, and there was no one to accuse her. There was no accuser left. So may I suggest that at this time of the year, one of the things I like to contemplate before Christmas, because I don't celebrate Christmas with presents or commercially anymore.
Right.
I'm a man talking about commerce who celebrates Christmas non-commercially. Imagine that. I must be screwed up in the head.
No, you're not at all.
But may I suggest that if this were me, I would find some way to repair this with the landlord. And if you can, because at this point he may want no part of you, and renew that lease and pay it and then there, send me an email. We can guide you through other ways that such a thing is reimbursable. I don't think we should be using process against other children of God. All right? So, but hang on the line. I have something else to say on that, too, when we come back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, welcome to America. Glad you made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
I got no bread for the rent. I got my next two paychecks spent. And my debts are rising faster than a rocket.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. So, Scott, my feeling is that that situation should be undone and an apology might be in order because we weren't given this knowledge and this power to use it against people who cannot enforce what sometimes we can't enforce. If we can't enforce an instrument, they certainly can't.
Right.
And to place them in the position of being a holder in due course seems to me to be abjectly unfair. Now, a government office provides a money order or some form of offer to expand funds under public policy. That's a whole different ballgame. I just wouldn't do it involving a private unless there was tremendous provocation.
Okay, then let me ask you a question. My whole purpose of calling you, though, was how do I get the county recorder to file my UCC-3, even if it was for
you
supplement?
You should go and you should give a glance to the UCC Part 9, Article 9, I believe it's Section 515, maybe subsection B, or 569 dash either 515 or 516, and it lists what are the acceptable reasons for denying a filing. There is no discretion as far as those reasons go, mm-hmm. and the filing office has no discretion or authority to review the legality of the filing. They can only look at the name and the address and an identifying number for a corporate creditor or a corporate debtor, a non-individual a debtor or a creditor. As to the statutory enforcement potential in your state, you'd have to be searching the code, right. Usually in the judicial law. Now, that's not a topic for today, but right. we've reviewed how one might go about that. I would never go in there and go in unprepared. If I'm going to go in and do this orally instead of by letter, and letter would be far preferable because they have a chance to deliberate my words, but if I were going to do it by in person, I would bring in a phalanx of witnesses, some notaries, representatives of the governor's or the secretary of state's office, and I'd let it be known. I would have copies of the statutes in front of me, and I would let it be known what my purpose is. This needs to be filed, and if they deny it, I would turn the statute to them and say, you'd better secure house counsel out here right away because I don't want to see you placed in a position where you commit a felony and are placed under arrest. In fact, we need to bring the sheriff over as a witness to this.
Okay.
That might be one way I might approach it. So thank you for calling, Scott. I hope that's
right.
Some help.
Take care.
Right. Folks, we were going to be talking, and I would like to touch somewhat briefly on the topic of maritime liens. I know we've talked liens that were blue in the face. We talk about them in quiet. Sometimes we even talk about them with our husbands or wives. But half the time, I believe patriots don't know what they're talking about, what a lien actually is. So I would suggest that you might want to take a quick read of the Maritime Security Act of 2003, and if you can find a businessman's guide on liens, you probably learn more from that than you would if you went into the codes heavily. But let me say this. Up until 2003, the U.S. Coast Guard Documentation Office would not file a lien, and again, we'll define that in a minute, unless there was what's known as a first preferred mortgage on the vessel. And remember, they're going to keep the facade of that vessel being this this ship made of iron crossing the seas of the Great Lakes. So since they wouldn't file it, you were forced to file a lawsuit to be able to arrest the vessel, because you don't want to go out and try and do a non-judicial arrest of a vessel. It would be foolishness. Although, dealing with your own straw party, that is conceivable, and suddenly my mind is saying there could be all kinds of fun we could have with that. Although, filing a lawsuit against one's own vessel is also an idea that we've played around with in the past, as well as filing against a friend, as we've discussed in the programs in November, to be able to achieve a court judgment. One other thing that people should consider is, if you have a very close friend and both are in the same amounts of controversy over the years, I suggest that filing a cross UCC, a cross lien, as opposed to a lien on the same straw party, can be a most effective tool in the future. For instance, if you went into bankruptcy court, what would look absolutely normal? A living man filing as a creditor, being named on a schedule, what is it, maybe Schedule D? No, Schedule B, I think, is a secured creditors. Listing the living man with a name similar to the debtor in bankruptcy's name, or a completely different third party disguised. Not clear if it's a living man or a fiction, but clear that it is a creditor, and that party filing a B-10. And if that party is an effective litigator, then and appears at the creditors' meeting or at any hearings to object to other claims, that could be a most effective strategy. And that's some of the stuff we cover on the Collecting in Bankruptcy CD. Anyway, before we go to break, a maritime lien, folks, ask yourself, what is it? Because I'll have a little definition for you out of my little pea brain when we return. And let's see what your brain comes up with when we return. What is a maritime lien? and how can we file it with the Coast Guard, get into their registry of liens. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Welcome back to the Boogie Train, my friends. We were talking about maritime liens. So what did you come up with? Did you go to your Black's Law Dictionary and rifle through until you found maritime lien? Well, it's very simple. And when you think about the definition, once you understand it, it makes such good common sense. It's almost righteous. A maritime lien is a non-possessory right of a non-owner to enforce a claim and have it sold to pay the debt. That's it. It's your non-possessory right to enforce a claim. We don't want to be an owner. We want to have a right of lien. And so how does one achieve that? Now, we've devoted considerable airtime and conference time to that in the past. But the Coast Guard maintains an office, the National Vessel Documentation Center. Again, there's some documentation, some forms on the Law Merchant Leadership CD. I think it's in the reference folder, possibly repeated in the enforcement folder, but I believe it's in the very first folder, buried in one of the subfolders. up until 2003, they would not file a lien unless it was a first preferred mortgage. And now they will, and that's subsequent to the Maritime Security Act of 2003, as I recall. So what do we do? We serve a notice of intent to file a lien, and we do that, of course, through our comprehensive administrative remedy if we intend to direct this process against other parties. However, may I suggest, much as I suggested to Scott, that our actions need to be tempered by biblical principles, and that includes mercy, and that includes not charging our brother, as has been well established. And so the lien that I'll be talking about would be the lien that we file against the legal fiction dead corporate entity transmitting utility straw party with a similar forged name. Just like we've done with the UCC, but it can be done through the Coast Guard office. And therefore, our security agreement, if we have one, might include a notice of intent to file the lien. And that can appear just like that one particular woman who sent me a very anguished email this last week or two about the promissory note not including an unconditional promise to pay because in a court case a judge decided that, when in fact 95% of promissory notes do not have that language. So it's just equity BS, equity quicksand to take you off track, of course, by causing you to argue. They're all nothing more than invitations to argue. And we might recall that same story on the Mount of Olives, how Jesus took that desire to argue and disemboweled it with one sentence by making us think about our own desire and need for forgiveness, which is why he was really being consistent with his Father's law and not violating it as the would-be accusers had assumed. Well, the same is true here, that the language doesn't necessarily have to be specific and doesn't have to say an unconditional promise to pay. Judges are going to go out and pull that kind of nonsense because that's what judges in equity do. They're seeking to preserve the status quo for the corporation, for the United States Federal Corporation. So with our own straw party, however you construct your security agreement is your business, but when the time comes, there's a document known as a Notice of Claim of Maritime Lien, and it's filled out very similarly to a UCC 1. It's a little more detailed than that, and it has a place to list box number 3, as I recall, lists the type of instruments. So we would list the uppercase strawman name in the vessel name, and in box 2 is the identifier. We might include the location of the straw party, the mailing location, something of that sort. Or if there's real estate involved, we could include real estate information. And then the instrument type would refer to our securities. Now, other than the case of that woman whose husband is in prison that I mentioned at the beginning, who may have over 100 securities that's out there, you might be able to fit half a dozen securities here. If you do have 100 securities, just number them consecutively and put in a blanket lien in that manner. So you are leaning, you are giving notice of claim, notice of maritime lien against the straw party with a similar name and listing the instruments which are part of the collateral. And then where it says name and address of owner of the vessel, we would point it out quite distinctly that that would be Samuel Thomas of the family Kennedy or Samuel Thomas Kennedy. But the reason my declaration of political status, which I took the very popular one that was out there, and I rewrote it quite heavily, quite bluntly, including a diplomatic's immunity warning in the front right-hand corner. When I rewrote mine, I believe it was on page 2, I rewrote it to include two different ways of specifying my name. And one is of the family, and the other is just with the punctuation. And that provides me with the option in situations where making it absolutely clear that I am a distinct legal entity from that straw party is essential to my purposes in that scenario, then I have that option by being able to say of the family, as opposed to just putting in a semicolon or a dash or other mark of punctuation. How are you going to stand in open court if you happen to be there and say, yes, my name is Samuel with a capital S and the rest small case letters, Thomas with a capital T, semicolon, space. Why wouldn't we just say Samuel Thomas of the family Kennedy following normal rules of English punctuation? That ought to be clear. No excluding uppercase letters for all letters except the first letters of each word or each pronoun. That also looks good in print. Samuel Thomas of the family Kennedy, if one is making a true distinction between the debtor and the creditor. And that can work well on a UCC-1 as it could on this form. And then we would fill in, the rest of the boxes, including the amount, with a very brief description of what the collateral is. Could be real property, could be a property description, etc. So that form then gets forwarded to the National Vessel Documentation Center. The address for that is, give me a second, let me see if I can find that. 792 T period J period, that's Thomas period, Jackson period, Jackson Drive. So it's TJ Jackson Drive, Falling Waters, West Virginia, 25419-9502. And in about 10 days, they will return a stamped copy, a certified copy for your records, and you can request additional copies as well. Then you would send notice of that through a notary or registered mail to all the other claimants. And then at that point, what you do is with it is up to you. I have suggested in the past that if I develop a proper lien against a particular surety, let's say in the case of a bank, and this is where it would get much riskier and the perils would increase, and I really don't suggest anyone do this, but if I felt I had to stop a foreclosure immediately and I executed the commercial lien, commercial slash claim process that is noted as option 4 in the stage 1 folder on the latest BIC training disc, then I would be developing a lien against the bank's building, against the bank's property, because I felt I needed to do something to stop it quickly, especially if they turn around and ignore a 1099 and the documents that go along with it, which is highly unlikely, but we still have that capability if needed. And then the very next thing that I would signify would be a notice of lien sale, which is a nice little document that I once was on the recipient end of, and I thought, this is a great little technology. It got my attention, and I would send that right to the CFO or whoever had been the fiduciary on the instrument and is holding the liability. Now, notice the difference there. That's a lien against an entity such as a bank and its property, and that's when people get nasty. Of course, because as an attorney once said, he said it on my behalf, and I thought it was sort of cute. He said, people get a little excited when you start leaning their property. Exactly. That's why it is a far safer, wiser, and better move to lean the instruments and use that creatively and effectively, either through liquidation, through 1099s, or in other ways. But I throw out the other ideas because I have discussed it at Law Merchant Leadership Retreats, and I also wish to throw out the cautions as well. If it was me, yeah, I would serve that CFO and that attorney with notice of that lien sale, and I'd serve them with a tear strip from the newspaper ad that I put in announcing the lien. And if they failed, boy, if they failed to respond to that, I would probably approach a funeral home and make inquiries as to whether or not they were still alive, because they probably died in a car accident if they didn't respond to that. But if they didn't respond to that, I would go ahead with the sale, but I wouldn't necessarily stand on their steps and do it. I wouldn't open myself up to that. I would probably go ahead and sell the property privately and post another legal notice in the paper and then provide them with notice as well and file those appropriate papers in the county. And I would issue the warranty deed regarding that for all parties. The only way I could do that, of course, is if I had developed a proper power of attorney, a self-executing power of attorney. Can you do it? Well, with an administrative process, if people don't respond, you can establish any fact you want if no one objects. And that objection has to be verified if it's a verified process that's been extended. Anyway, that's a little off topic as well, but this is just some idea of how one could involve the Coast Guard in here to establish a maritime lien and then give notice of that lien attached to a perhaps a second notary certificate of non-performance and see if you could bring the situation to an end, because when subordinate lien holders are advised that a superior lien is in place, especially a bank, they had better not start liening the property without paying the first-in-line lien holder. Because that, my friends, can be big trouble personally for any officer who is a fiduciary of property and fails to satisfy his fiduciary obligations by allowing property to be liquidated or participating in the liquidation of property where he has received notice that another claimant has a priority lien. Anyway, that said, why don't we go to the phones and see if Kevin in Nebraska is available. Kevin, are you still there?
I am.
How are you, Kevin?
I am good.
Good. Thank you for being patient.
Your show. Yep. I have a couple of questions. They're kind of off point tonight,
well, let's
I think.
Let's see how off point they are. I may have to... We may have to give you the old Gong Show hook.
All right.
So let's see how it goes, Kevin. Give it your best shot. Give it your best shot.
All right. What actual risk does the principal take on when they sign and send in a private bond to the Treasury?
I can't answer that question. I don't know, but I'll tell you this. I have not had a single indemnity bond or a single promissory note come back. I have not had a single report to me since we've been doing BIC of any inquiry whatsoever regarding an offset bond or indemnity bond or any other such instrument sent as a deposit to Treasury. I have also not had any reports of any telephone calls subsequent to those, but I have had some reports that they have not received the letters at previous bonds that the same party sent in saying that we're returning this bond as it's no good. Yesterday on the program, I read from Title 31, I believe it was Section 3113, and that outlines that the United States government is prepared to accept gifts to the government if they are to be used to reduce the public debt. Now, where do you think the funds come from to fund any of these set-offs?
I don't know.
The public debt. We're reducing the public debt. That's why when people say, Sam, I think you're at risk of this or that, I think just the opposite. I think the government likes what we're doing. We're quietly, relatively quietly, reducing the public debt, reducing the obligations of the United States and bringing the country back to solvency. Personally, I think the people who are pouring in these billions of dollars to Treasury, and believe me, if you can sign and do you own a home?
Yes.
Well, you think you own it, but we both know what I meant by that. So you own a home, you signed a promissory note, do you carry paper on it?
Well, supposedly it's paid off, but...
All right, but at one point you signed a promissory note for a mortgage, correct?
Yes.
And do you believe that that signature on the promissory note was actually the expansion of the monetary supply?
Yes.
Of course. It's in the Federal Reserve Manual.
You bet.
That's exactly what we do with a promissory note. We just have a different recipient. It's exactly the same thing. All we do is follow the rules of public policy And I think personally that the people following the BIC process, and there are many, and there are billions of dollars of these notes going in, are keeping this government afloat. That may not be such a good idea, but that's one of the consequences of what's happening. So, as yet, I haven't seen any risk attributed to any of those things.
So, Doctor, if that is the case, then why is the banking community and why is the judicial community so anti, if you will, to help enforce this process?
Well, that's a real good question. We ought to dedicate a program to that and bring you back. Why do you think?
Well, because if once they start doing it, then it would catch on like wildfire and everything would come tumbling down.
Yes, it would catch on like wildfire, and it is very important to the United States to maintain the facade. And how many times have I said on this program that my goal is not to bring the United States down? I know people who have that goal. My goal is for peaceful coexistence, allow sovereign creditors to exist peacefully in coexistence with the United States. There's room for all of us. We can do a lot of good for this government without the majority of people knowing it. But anyway, if you were raised on a cultural fiction for 60 years and you knew no different, wouldn't you defend it?
Yes.
Yeah, forgive them, Lord. They know not what they do. Hey, Kevin, thanks for calling in. That music means we go to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, folks.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, folks. This is the final segment of Take No Prisoners prior to Christmas. May I take this opportunity to thank my wonderful producer, Manny, for all of the good things that he has done for the program and for the world during the past year. And I'd like to thank John, the veritable owner of the station, who has given us the opportunity to bring this station forth, and Sandra and all the other folks who work at the network bringing you the fine programming here. At this time of the year, and by the way, I'd like to thank all of you for listening to the program and for the community that we have created this year that is vast and spreading and expanding every day. Someone pointed out to me this past week how the just what a catalyst the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat conferences were and how so much of the action, so to speak, happened in the evenings, and that the networking that was created there and the contacts and exchange of information, ideas, enthusiasm, and courage was immeasurable. And that got me thinking again about our new technology. Our new technology is so vast, it's outstripped what we originally presented last year, so that's why I'm considering some of the options of maybe bringing that forth in the spring. We'll see what happens. You know, it's funny that visit to the Mount of Olives entered my head this evening regarding, what was it, Scott's call, I believe it was, earlier in the program. And that's something I think we need to keep in mind at this time of the year. We all know the purpose for the Lord having visited us and the purpose for the second coming. It's difficult sometimes to distinguish, I think, between mercy and facilitation. I get involved in those situations. I'm involved in one right now where some people that I've attempted to help on at least three occasions, they simply dishonored the offer and didn't even answer my emails regarding it, and now they've come to me through a proxy to ask if I would be of help, and now the timing is terrible. I have no time in my schedule, but and it occurred to me that if I say yes, I would be facilitating negative behavior, because there are only three methods by which we learn on this planet. The Lord gave us love, He gave us pain, and He gave us wisdom, and wisdom means learning by other people's mistakes as well as other people's successes. And so we don't like to be Hillary Clinton and facilitate, because sometimes healthy pain and healthy shame are very important vehicles for our learning process. However, it's Christmas time, and I would not want the first stone. I would not want to be the man who casts the first stone any more than I would want to be the poor woman who is recognizing and disavowing her sins, being the recipient of the first stone. So may I suggest that this is the time of the year to consider mercy and forgiveness as two of the greatest gifts that the Lord has provided for us in this planet of abundance. Anyway, thank you for joining me. I wish you a thoughtful and reflective and healthy Christmas with your families, and truly the opportunity to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'll see you next Saturday at 1 p.m. and next Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Good night, my friends, and God bless. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. With